In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd ask you to turn with me back to the Old Testament lesson for the day from the prophet Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the greatest of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble. Because I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. The Word. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am not exaggerating at all when I say that I have been engaged in more unhappy conversations about things going on at Faith in recent weeks than in all of the 13 years of my time as one of your pastors put together. The Faith Forward campaign has clearly pushed a number of buttons with a number of Faith family members. Some have been put off by the repeated campaign prayer at the end of service after the last 5 weeks and have noted that it has begun to almost feel cult-like in the repetition. But I'm hoping that today when you and I pray together the longer version of that prayer, realizing that what we've prayed to this date are only the headings of the portions of the prayer that's much longer, you'll understand what was happening and even why the repetition. Others have been put off by the categorizing and terminology used for differing levels of commitments and offerings, concerned that it may make some members of our faith family feel as though their offerings, their commitments aren't as significant as those of others. And still others have conveyed back to me the shock that they experienced, which was an experience I had myself in regard to the hoped-for level of offerings that were presented to them in their personal campaign materials that were sent their way. Finally, the category of criticism that was most common had to do with what was perceived as an impersonal, scripted, and perhaps not even enough scriptural reinforcement demonstrated in the campaign so far. I am sincere in telling you that I am very happy, even blessed, for having had every single one of those conversations. That's because I want to know what my fellow faith family members are thinking and feeling about anything faith at any given moment. But also, because I agree with everything that's been shared with me, all the criticism of the Faith Forward campaign. I pray that adjustments and improvements have been made in recent weeks, and you're noticing them in regard to the campaign performance as a result of these conversations. And in the middle of all of this, about 3 weeks ago, I got one of the top five worst haircuts of my life. And not a single one of you said a word to me about it. Nobody teased me. Maybe there was something else on your minds. But thank you for being gracious. Although this morning I've got a little teasing from a few folks after first service. But seriously, capital campaigns are always a challenge to any congregation, and faith should not understand it to be any different. In order to get as many people engaged and up to speed in all of the same level of awareness, engagement, redundant, and repetitive messaging is absolutely required. The fact that we are talking about financial issues themselves will always be a reason for some to resist engagement. But I'm very pleased that every single person that has taken the time to speak with me about all the things that have to do with this campaign, all the way back to February when it actually started, to this date, Not a one of them has communicated to me that they don't see this as a necessary reality for our faith family at the moment. That the cause isn't right and important. And not a one of them has said they're going to refuse to participate because of the way that things have gone. I'm happy for that. Rather, it appears that our faith family is very aware of the importance of this moment in which we are standing. So I want to assure you today that Faith Forward has not and will not change the culture of our faith family. Yes, some things have occurred that are quite foreign to our faith culture, but we have measured them and found them incompatible to our preferred interaction with one another. And all of that has been noted and filed away and will be there for us to remember down the line when we make future choices. Today, though, we stand together, stronger for the experience. And we stand ready to praise the God who saves us. How can I be so confident in that? Because we have everything in common with the Old Testament believers who were in captivity in Babylon when God chose to respond to their prayers, their concerns, their worries, their challenges, addressing them with his promises in our Old Testament lesson from Jeremiah. Think about those people in Babylon, having been pulled away from their preferred homes, their place of worship at the temple in Jerusalem, everything about their customs and their culture that God had initiated hundreds of years earlier when he handed them a covenant from Mount Sinai. They did not want to be in Babylon. Everything about Babylon challenged their culture and the way that they preferred to think of themselves. They were unhappy. They were weary. They were chastened. And they were repentant, as God intended to cause this amongst them by everything that they had been experiencing as a result of their being taken away from that cherished promised land, off into captivity. And they were hopeful. They knew God's promises. They knew God's reasoning through the prophets as to why he was doing what he was doing, and they were now expectant that their God would make clear soon, their Savior God with all of his promises would make clear soon that he had a plan, he had a path for the future. And their God, our God, did not disappoint in any way. In fact, just the opposite. With his laser-like focus, he drilled down into all of their fears and all of their hopes, their concerns and their dreams, and he answered every single one of them with his promises through his prophet. Even though there were many years out into the future before these promises would be fulfilled in the verses before us this morning, he speaks to them as if it has already begun. And what does he tell them? That the day when they're released from Babylon and they head back to the promised land, it will be such a moment of joy, of hope, of praise, of answer to their prayers that they will not in any way feel jeopardized or uncomfortable or uncertain about how important it is to head back to the promised land. Even to the point where the lame and the blind will be with them, comfortable in the journey. Even those who are expecting children or even in the process of giving birth to a child, he tells us in these verses, will feel so comfortable, so at ease in taking that journey because it will be such a blessed moment that he will guide them on paths that are never too hilly, they're flat, that every issue of their nutrition and their safety and their hydration will be met in his planning for their journey back. But he also tells them, in so many words, in the surrounding prophecy, that he's not just concerned about their immediate future and the years ahead when he finally brings them back from captivity to their homeland, their cherished culture, waiting for the Messiah to arrive. He makes sure that they have no doubt that he's equally concerned about their eternal future and their living with him in the ultimate promised land of heaven forever. Nothing at all has changed for God's people. Every single one of his promises has always proven true for every single soul that has been led by the Spirit to believe them. And my faith family, we are no different. Do we have big challenges in front of us? Absolutely. Does God promise us that He will guide us through His Word, through those challenges to an outcome that gives Him glory and leads every last one of us to a deeper reliance upon Him and His promises? Certainly. Will we have paid off every last penny of our mortgage debt at the end of 3 years of the Faith Forward campaign? I have absolutely no idea. But I do know this. The saving word of our God will be at the center of every last thing we endeavor together as a faith family for the next 3 years. We will keep reminding ourselves of God's amazing promises, His forgiveness, His enduring love, and eternal life through Jesus Christ every day from now until December 31st, 2021. We will keep our eyes open together for every opportunity the Lord places before us to serve every last soul possible with the gospel between now and then. And when the sun sets on this Faith Forward campaign that we commence today, we too will praise our God who saves us from ourselves, saves us for Himself, saves us forever. Amen.